It's Thursday, March 21st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. False blasphemy charges changed everything for a Christian family in an upper Egyptian village. Maria lived with her husband Abed in relative peace until he was arrested last July. Maria said she and her two children don't feel safe anymore, saying, quote, "You can feel that all the people around you want to kill you or throw you out of the village," end quote. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans of International Christian Concern about why these charges are so devastating to Maria and her family.
Well, in this particular case, you have the primary breadwinner of the family who was charged with blasphemy. And in this culture, it's usually the man who provides for the family. And when he's taken out of the picture, as he was in this case, he was sent to prison. Suddenly you have a wife who has no skill set. He's never had to provide for an income before because the culture restricts the ability of women to do so. And suddenly she has to take care of the family. She has to take care of the kids. Not only that, she's under threat because the villagers want to kick him out of the village.
Evans said that the local governments often side with those wanting to kick the family out of the village, even though federal and state governments in Egypt have helped Christians.
On the local government level, it's a totally different picture. What often happens, which is the case in this situation, is you have a threat of a mob say, "We're going to make this attack if you don't come and arrest this Christian because he offended us." And the police, they don't want to deal with a mob attack. So instead of arresting the people who threatened to disrupt the public peace, they said, "Go arrest the person who the mob wants to victimize," which is what happened in this case.
Over a dozen Christian leaders met with Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Tuesday to pray over him and discuss the future of Brazil, reports CBN. Christian Broadcasting Network founder and chairman Pat Robertson prayed for Bolsonaro and the future of Brazil.
"We pray, Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit come upon him so he may have wisdom. May the angel of God surround the nation of Brazil. Lord, let the power of God come into Brazil. Protect our dear friend and brother. Lord, uphold him. Protect him from evil and use him mightily in the years to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen."
Bolsonaro said he wants to move Brazil away from quote-unquote left-wing-leaning policies and towards conservative policies. The new Brazilian president says he believes that the Word of God and Christian values move a society in the right direction. Psalm 144:15 says, "Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord." U.S. government officials and evangelical leaders gathered last Thursday for a family policy conference called Making Families Great Again, hosted by the Hungarian Embassy at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Since President Viktor Orban's Christian Democratic Fidesz Party came to power in 2010, Hungarian marriage rates have increased by 43%. Divorce rates have fallen 22.5%. Fertility has gone up by 21%. And abortion has decreased by 33.5%. Caitlin Novak, the Hungarian Minister of State for Family, told the Christian Post she's excited about how her country can be an example of pro-family policies for the rest of the world. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." Last week, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the constitutionality of an Indiana pro-life law that outlaws the sale of baby body parts, reports WorldNetDaily.com. The University of Indiana had challenged the law as they were using baby body parts for research. This comes after the Center for Medical Progress released videos exposing how Planned Parenthood has been selling the tissue of babies murdered in the womb for research. Google-owned YouTube has banned a video advertisement informing people of the Bible's teaching on homosexuality, reports the Daily Caller. A vice president at Google wanted a video advertisement from Christian radio talk show host Michael Brown removed after Google employees flagged the video as quote-unquote homophobic. In the video, Brown stated that homosexual relationships are sinful, but that the blood of Jesus Christ still saves people from those sins.
So rather than put homosexual practice into a special category, as if it's the worst of all sins, or as if God is fine with it, put it where it belongs, like other sins, but one for which Jesus died. And rather than finding your identity in your romantic attractions and sexual desires, find your identity in Jesus. That way, rather than interpreting the scriptures through the lens of your sexuality, you can interpret your sexuality through the lens of the scriptures.
1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And finally, last Thursday morning, a tornado tore through western Kentucky, ripping the roof off of Mount Zion Baptist Church, reports the Baptist Press. Preschool director Michelle Rushing sheltered 40 children at the church in the innermost room. Despite the storm, the children remained calm, singing songs like "Jesus Loves Me" and "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands." No one was injured. Sheriff Matt Carter told the West Kentucky Star, quote, "The almighty hand of God has provided safety to our community," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 21st in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.